Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, the best damn podcast produced anywhere in Marylebone, London. Coming up on this week's phone-filled show, we've had enough Apple bashing. Let's have a go at Microsoft. How many kin phones did you sell, Microsoft? We'll tell you. A mobile phone roadmap's been released, giving us incredible insight into what handsets are coming up in the next few months. One of them's the HTC Gold. All we can say is if it's anything like a Magnum Gold, we want one. Find out how Total Film went back to the future on the wrong day and when celebrity endorsements go wrong. We reveal these celebs who never should have been let anywhere near a product. And speaking of celebs who shouldn't be let anywhere near a product, let me introduce my two celebrity co-hosts. It is the wonderfully special Chris Smith and the man who thought a tea tree was the Irish version of T3. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. What is it? What is a tea tree then?
Oh, it's you can get a wonderful oil from it. It's a lovely scent.
Oh, tea tree. Mm. Yeah. Have you ever accidentally put that on your man's downstairs area?
Accidentally?
Why would you?
How would you accidentally do that?
Because you might think it was shower gel. In fact, it was shampoo. All I'm saying is I don't recommend it.
Oh, okay, there we are.
Put it that way.
It's a powerful antiseptic.
Yes, it certainly is.
I base all of my downstairs regions recommendations on you, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Sanex for men.
That's awful. That stuff makes me itch really badly.
Sanex?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know Sanex.
Yeah, yeah, Chris, that's what's causing the itch. Good. Anyway,
they should call it Manex.
Manex.
Yeah, yeah. They actually phoned me up in a previous job I had and they said, oh, we're thinking of launching a men's range of Sanex products. Would you be interested in covering the magazine? I said, are you going to call it Manex? And they said, no, we're not. Huh. That's not a very good anecdote, but it made me laugh at the
time. Keep them coming, Dunk. Anyway, Duncan, is there anything you want to get off your chest before we begin?
One more thing, for old time's sake.
Go on.
I'm going to cling on to this until it's clawed from my dead fingers, the iPhone.
Your cold, dead hands.
Luckily blagged in recent weeks. I'm sure Apple will want it back. But I have also been using a certain other phone.
Okay.
And I've discovered the most ridiculous design flaw I think I've ever encountered on a phone.
More so than Grip of Death.
Oh, far more so. This is the thing, because everybody says, oh, well, you hold the iPhone wrong and the signal goes down. Well, that is quite bad. But not as bad as this, I feel, which is because I was, I don't know, I just wanted to get rid of...
Do you have a special button?
I was a microsecond late.
Timing. Because I wasn't really planning to use it anymore and I don't want my confidential emails about my visits to Mr. Whiplash's dungeon coming into people's general usage, I just deleted all the emails off this certain other phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it did? Do you know what it damn well did? It very cleverly synced with Gmail and removed them all from my goddamn Gmail inbox as well, from across every every device. Why the hell would you do that? So that was very annoying.
Couldn't you just reset your phone using the automatic thing and then it kind of removes all your account information?
Well, it's very easy to be wise after the event then. But anyway, it gets better. That is just... Okay, I can see how that might be useful, but it wasn't a Gmail widget. It was just a built-in thing into the phone. I don't understand why it syncs in that way. All I wanted to do was clear out the inbox.
That's annoying.
But it gets better. There's a trash.
Hmm.
So I was like, oh, brilliant, I can restore. So I went to the trash and there they were, all the emails, all the emails. And you go down the menu, select the menu, and you've got options such as select or select all or empty mail. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
No restore.
Can't you move to inbox?
So you can select them, but then you can't do anything with them. I did select all thinking, oh, well, maybe then undelete will come up. No.
if it's Gmail, try move to inbox because it treats the trash just like another folder. So if you
A perfect sync because it didn't move it to the online Gmail trash.
Oh, I see.
It just killed it.
Have you still got your online Gmail though? You haven't lost all
no,
your
I've
emails.
Lost it because luckily the inbox is only about 50 emails, but that's like about 3 or 4 days emails.
Well, yeah. There
you
go.
So gone forever.
Oh, well, a little insight into Duncan's week there.
What kind of a moron comes up with a system like that? I don't know, but there we are.
And the phone again?
Oh, I don't want to say it because I've been so rude about it so many times.
One more for old time's sake.
Oh, it was the Nokia X6.
Oh, Nokia. There we are. Anyway, it's been the best of weeks. It's been the worst of weeks. Let me tell you a tale of two Microsofts. One, the epic failure of the Microsoft Kin, the young and funky down-with-the-kid smartphone that's been pulled 3 months after launch. The other, the rather tasty HTC Gold, a Windows Phone 7 mobile.
Isn't it Windows?
It's a ridiculous
mobile of the Series 7, that is.
It's not 7. English, is it? Windows Phone 7 mobile heading our way.
No, Series 7.
Oh, I give up.
Windows
in November.
Phone 7 Series.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. first, though, let's deal with the kin. Because we take the piss out of Apple for its signal issues on the iPhone 4, but this is actually massively more embarrassing.
Yeah.
An entire phone.
Shall I say kin awful?
I think you should.
Should I make that joke at this point?
well, Microsoft at this kin phone.
So it launched in April.
Kin failure.
And last week they went, you know what, it's rubbish. We're going to pull it completely before it even arrived here.
Yeah. But people seem to be doing that now because the Nexus One, well, you can still buy the Nexus One, but Google were just like, oh, well, our online shop just isn't working. We're going to get rid of it. And within a couple of months of launch. Yeah. So obviously doing things quickly is the new doing things slowly or something.
But... You know.
Did you see that the phone, though? Particularly the smaller one. Well, the one that's like a little square.
It looked quite interesting, I thought. It was It looked like a little tiny tablet of soap, and you could pop it up, and there was a little keyboard. You know, I thought, you know.
It looked interesting, like a freak of Victorian freak show looked interesting. But all the Victorian ladies and gentlemen would go and point it and go, ah, see, Mr. Microsoft has tried to get down with the kids and now is made to look ludicrous. He's like the bearded lady of phones.
But did you see the sales figures? Apparent sales figures. These aren't official.
I believe they ran to all of three figures, didn't they?
503, apparently, of these sold, which compares with 1.7 million iPhone 4. Sold in 3 days.
Well, you know what, Dan? You can prove anything with statistics. I mean, let's not jump to conclusions.
Yeah. Might have been just, you know, like a slow burner that wait for the word to
that's
get around.
Incredible, and... isn't it? I mean, just because we had some staffer from who was working on the kin basically sort of saying we had a huge launch party. And basically, they don't even think they recoup the money that was spent on the launch party in selling these handsets.
Well, wow. It's a good job they're Microsoft, isn't it? Not somebody
it is.
In peril. But, you know, why have they gone for this short killing with Microsoft Kin? Why couldn't they do it with, you know, 6.5, 6, everything before that?
Well, because
that?
They had nothing to replace it with. I think what they've said is, okay, doesn't work. Let's just put all our resources into Windows 7.
Windows 7.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah, it was obviously somebody's decided, oh, we've just made a complete cock-up here. Because the other thing was, it's not just they put out a phone that flopped. I think I'm correct in saying that it was a phone that was flopped that was made by basically a company they'd bought. It's the company that makes what's known as the Sidekick in America, and over here was like the T-Mobile Sidekick. Was it called Sidekick over here?
Didn't really take off here. It was big in the States.
Huge in America.
Wasn't it?
Although it's now that product
Paris,
is also
Paris
now.
Paris Hilton had one and that kind of made it big. And
yes,
you know.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's...
What did she do with it, Dan?
I'm not sure. That's the kin 1 and 2, never to be seen again. Better news, though, the HTC Gold.
Their names just keep getting better and better, don't they? They're running out of superlative things to call. I think they're like shooting their wad too early. Because when in about three or 4 years' time, they just come out with the ultimate phone, they're going to be left with calling it the quite good or
HTC,
something.
Better than the ultimate.
The HTC adequate. That's all that's going to be left. They're going to use every single positive term there is.
Well, this has come from a supposedly leaked roadmap of phones coming between now and November. So the HTC Gold, we're assured it is going to be Windows 7 Series Mobile coming in October.
Where's this
coming in November,
from?
I should say. Well, you know how they sort of... Because stores get these and things like that.
Yes,
and then people in stores go, I'll give this to this blog.
Are they French?
And they give it to a blog and then we all get it. So HTC Gold, apparently Windows 7... I mean, basically, HTC actually did a pretty good job of the old Windows Mobile. So the theory
mainly
goes,
by disguising it as something good.
The theory goes this should be... I mean, marvellous.
I don't see why not.
It's going to be the highlight, isn't it, really? I mean, we've heard of all the LG ones and stuff, but now HTC is kind of... We knew they were doing one, but now it's kind of official or leaked official. Like, time to get really excited about it.
But I have a question. Okay, so Windows Mobile was sort of quite popular for a number of years because it was the first sort of smartphone,
yeah, and it integrated
operating
with,
system. And now not so popular
stuff. Yeah.
What can the new version of Windows Mobile, Windows Phone Series 7, what can it possibly bring to the table that's going to make it,
Xbox Live.
Want to buy it?
It's probably.
But what does that mean? Xbox Live, what can you do on a phone that involves Xbox Live?
Well, I'm sure there'll be, you know, there'll be special games for it, perhaps, or, you know, that Sonic.
Well, why are you sure
game,
of that?
Well, that Sonic game that they're releasing in the summer, I imagine that would be available.
But what's that going to do with Xbox Live? That's just having some games on a phone.
Yeah, but it'll be able to sync it.
Because do you remember
and get points with
the Sony Ericsson Ino?
I do.
Right, because that could sync with your PlayStation.
Mm.
And what can you do with that?
Mm.
Nothing. So just the fact that you just say, well, yeah, it syncs with Xbox Live. But what does it actually mean in terms of a handset? What does it mean?
It
I think, though,
Zune player, though,
Windows 7 is going to be, yeah, it's going to have Zune, it's going to have Xbox Live, it's going to be a very complete phone. It should be able to compete with iOS 4, it should be able to compete with Palm Pre and Android.
But it's
and
arriving.
Microsoft hasn't been able to do that as yet. And Microsoft is a huge company. So in theory, if they get the OS right, with the power of Microsoft behind them, and all the previous people who have bought Microsoft Windows Mobile phones in the past, plus the huge corporate sector, which loves Microsoft because it all plumbs into everything they've already got, it should be huge. It should be big.
Except that Microsoft's gone back to the drawing board with this, so there's nothing to guarantee that it will be backwards compatible with all the kind of business type
systems. It's got to be compatible with Microsoft Exchange. They build the two things. It's going to work.
Yeah, but Exchange is just email. You can get Exchange via an iPhone. So
and it's also going to have like a nice interface, so it's not going to have a face like, you know, like a dog licking piss off a nettle type face. So.
No, I understand all that. What I'm saying is that I think they're coming rather too late to the party. And why is it?
Possibly.
Apart from the fact they can throw loads of marketing money in it.
Which they will.
So you're saying they should
just
abandon?
The same.
They should abandon then?
No. I'm not saying they should do anything. I'm just conjecturing that it might not be quite the success they're hoping for. Well. In the same way, they came far too late to the kind of social networking party, if you will, with the kin. Obviously, it's not going to stiff as much as the kin has.
We'll see. Okay, well, let's have a look at other releases on this roadmap. The reemergence of the Sony Ericsson Walkman phone.
Yeah, I thought they would be dead after the
Because we were bemoaning the fact that they got rid of Cybershot and Walkman. What were they playing at? And here we have the W20, a nice little tiny slider phone. The Walkman element looks brilliant because they've introduced a kind of a tape deck. so you see like a tape playing in the background. It does look good.
It does make sense for them to bring it back because, you know, the things they replaced it with, exactly, the iconic mobile phone brands that have sold and sold and sold. People have upgraded to the latest Walkman phone for years and years, and they replaced it with like the Satio and the Ino that people didn't even know how to pronounce, let alone use.
Yeah, so hopefully we should be seeing that by the end of the month.
Presumably that's quite a low-end phone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. We're not talking a super phone, but you
pay-as-you-go,
know.
Pay-as-you-go job.
Yeah. Coming in October, the HTC Vision, which is supposedly the Desire with a keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is
good.
1.5 gigahertz Snapdragon on that one.
This is the HTC Ace, which no one really knows what that is, but the speculation goes it'll be Android 3, which means it's going to be at least a gigahertz processor. But the word is it's a dual-core 1.5 gigahertz Snapdragon processor, a 4.3-inch AMOLED screen. It should kick ass.
That sounds awesome. Well, that'd probably be the first Android 3 phone, wouldn't it, right?
It's got to be one of the first, if it's coming in October.
Gingerbread.
Xperia X8 also in October. That's sort of halfway between the X10 and the X10 Mini.
I don't see the point in that.
The X10 Mini, massive advertising on
that.
No,
that's cool as hell. That phone, man. Have you played
with
it? It's really
nice.
I've
been put off by the fact that it's kind of is it slow because the process is not up to much. Is it?
No,
is
it's not too bad. Yeah, it works.
Maybe I'll try
that
out because I want a small phone to replace the HTC Magic, which is now extremely long in the tooth. But everything that comes out is huge. It's like a 4.3-inch screen, blah, blah, blah. I want something small, so maybe I'll try
Pro
the
Pro one. The Mini Pro.
Yeah, the Mini
the,
Pro.
Keyboard.
The Mini Pro is only 1 millimeter thicker than the Pro.
Yeah, and the keyboard seems to me... Well, everybody's saying that the little touchscreen interface is very clever on the Mini, but having a keyboard's got to be
I'll give it a go, then.
A bonus.
I will give it a go.
Especially for typing.
Duncan, one for you here. In October, the Nokia N8.
Oh, yeah.
Nokia's all-metal flagship Symbian 3 phone.
Nokia N8's pretty good, actually.
It'll be the last...
It's a nice-looking one, isn't it?
It's the last N-series that'll have Symbian.
Really good camera, HD video.
Well, I'll wait for the next one, in that case. That's got N Wi-Fi in it as well. I don't know if that's why it's... No, yeah. It's not why it's called the N8. That would be ridiculous. No, it's because all their smartphones...
High def video as well, and an HDMI out. And it's actually really, really nice screen. But yeah.
Nokia fans. I was speaking to a Nokia fan yesterday. He's really looking forward to that phone.
Yeah,
they're actually quite excited about it. I can't get that excited about it, but he was. So maybe it is something to shout about.
It's a much nicer looking thing than their phones have been.
A lot prettier than they have been in the
casing's
past.
Casing's really nice.
In November, we mentioned the HTC Gold and then the Nokia E7. The E-series will continue using Symbian, so this will be a Symbian 3 phone. Some interesting things. It's going to have an aluminium body like the N8. It's going to have a QWERTY keypad and a tilting touchscreen.
Kind of like the N97, then.
People are talking about this as what the N97 should have been.
Right, okay.
Basically. It's Nokia getting the N97 right.
Yeah, maybe. Well, the E-series...
Couldn't got it any more wrong.
So that's coming in November. So there's quite a few things to look forward to. If you're not an iPhone 4 fan, there are other things out there.
Right.
I'm still waiting for the Android handset that will knock the iPhone out of the water. I haven't seen it yet. We'll see.
Galaxy S.
Yep.
Got a review of that up today.
Have we?
I think it was the Galaxy S.
Yeah.
Yes, it was, yes.
Yeah, I tweeted about that saying, oh, maybe this is the droid I've been looking for. Someone tweeted back saying, nah, I think I said it's disgusting. It's rubbish, right? It's disgusting. It disgusts them. So,
I'll tell you what,
what's not
the smartphone we're looking for is that Acer Liquid E that I brought in last night. It's rubbish.
Saw some adverts for it the other day. It looks good in the advert.
Oh, it's not. It's slow and horrible.
I hate it when they do that.
Yeah.
The best thing about using that phone was I was doing using the Google search voice to text thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the way I found out that on the homepage it only works for Google searching was when I tried to call mum new.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up on Google as...
Call your new mum?
No, that's...
How many mums have you got?
It's her new number, smart ass. I tried to call mum new.
Right.
And instead, it Google searched for cool mum nude.
Wow. And she came up. So that's impressive.
Not my mums. some mums came up.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't do too much digging, but...
Okay,
excellent. Flash, you see.
Just enough.
Yeah, just enough. Just enough digging to... Make sure it wasn't your mum. Excellent. Let's move swiftly on to the news. Yes, we've had the new iPhone. Now we've heard of the new iPod Touch, sporting the new 4.0 OS. It's also believed to host the same 5-megapixel camera with flash and HD video capabilities as its phone-based sibling.
Yep, this news has come from John Lewis, which has been boasting of its upcoming Christmas lineup. They said it'll get gyroscopic controls and FaceTime Wi-Fi video calling ability. What we wait to hear from Apple is whether it'll get the iPhone's new design and that lovely Retina display.
Xbox Live Arcade is getting a refit with a new look from the 14th of July in the US, more in keeping with the Xbox Experience homepage. It'll include recommendations based on your existing games and the option to see what your mates are playing. Sadly, though, the UK launch date hasn't been announced.
In other gaming news, it looks like Mii characters created on your Wii will be able to wander over to the new Nintendo 3DS when it comes out. Games designer Shigeru Miyamoto told IGN that's something we're definitely giving consideration to.
And did you celebrate Back to the Future Day? 5th of July 2010 was the day Marty McFly and Doc Brown travelled to the world of hoverboards and flying cars. Except it wasn't. Sister site Total Film was caught out by a Photoshop hoax that tweaked the time display on the DeLorean's dash. It did bring the mag 2,000 extra followers when it tweeted the news, though.
Yep, Total Film will have another chance to mark Back to the Future Day 5 years in the future on the 5th of July 2015. The actual date in the future, the Back to the Future DeLorean was set to go Back to the Future in Back to the Future. Wow, Dan. I've got to say, though.
Bravo.
I've got to say, that's not quite what happened.
Oh, come on.
Let me explain to you full story, okay?
Right.
They were having a little office chat, and they decided, oh, yeah, look, today is the day that Marty and the Doc visited in Back to the Future. So they tweeted about it, and... they kind of got some tweets back saying, actually, mate, you're kind of wrong there. So what they did is they said, yeah, we're sorry. We kind of got it wrong, but we found this and it wasn't Photoshopped, honest. And then they put that screen grab on. So they Photoshopped it. And then the irony of their post was completely lost by the tweeting and retweeting and retweeting. And then Future Day.
I go the wrong way around.
You did. But like then I don't know if they're complaining. It was like the best story traffic wise of the entire year. And and yeah, 2,000 extra followers.
Wow.
So go. That's the value in being wrong on the internet.
But it does mean that 5 years from now, we'll have hoverboards and flying cars. You've kind of got flying cars and we've kind of got hoverboards, but they're not quite as good as they are in Back to the Future.
No, all those self-tying Nikes, I want those as well.
It's got Velcro.
What do you want from the future, Chris?
Self-tying Nikes.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's see what you've been tweeting to T3DOTCOM. Duncan?
Well, S. Sturley says, what luck, accident at work means iPhone 4 now works in my claw hand.
There you go. Hideous work accident, but now you can use an iPhone
4. I wonder what happened to
it. I got that. I just got that.
Horrendous burns, perhaps, or some kind of...
Yes. Chris, more iPhone 4-y?
Yeah, when Stuart Wick says, when Steve Jobs was asking everyone to turn off Wi-Fi base stations at the iPhone 4 release, did he have phone in left-hand grip of death?
Maybe that was it. Maybe it wasn't Wi-Fi base stations. Maybe
that's
it was
a,
the grip of death.
That's a lovely observation, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, we should check that out in the video.
Let's have a look.
Sean Wilkes says, listening to an old T3.com podcast, which you can do. There are 100 and maybe
35
200?
Of them.
Really?
That's really... This has been mentioned before, but it's like, why would you think... I really want to find out what's happening in the world of technology, like about 6 months ago.
Well, we have little, we have
ago,
little descriptions so. Next week's one, so if you're particularly interested in something, you, know, you can go back. Anyway, he says, listening to an old T3 podcast, comment about people not getting Duncan's subtle humour. He says, subtle, hilarious!
Well, I do quite a lot of subtle jokes, but they sometimes
but they
go
just
over
get
people's
lost.
Heads.
Yeah, yeah.
So I
so
rely
you have to,
on a
have
blend
to throw in
of
a few unsubtle
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, sledgehammer sarcasm and references to cocks.
Anyway, Doug, we have had suggestions for what the next Google.
Well, we have
iteration.
It's been an unprecedented explosion of interest.
Two tweets have flooded in.
Well, there was actually three, but one of them was from the same person
go
twice.
On. So it's going to be, we've worked here, it's got to be H, because the current one's Gingerbread. So next Android will be...
It also occurred to me, we didn't explain, I'm sure everybody listening to this knows, but the names of Android go through the alphabet, one after the other, and they're always desserts.
Yes. Cupcake, Eclair, Froyo. Yeah. Gingerbread.
Exactly.
And Froyo, as we explained last week, is frozen yogurt.
Yes.
Which everyone knows in the States, but not really here.
Not here.
Our podcast is educational as well as entertaining.
Exactly. So we've had suggestions for H.
Yes. Samir Chauhan says H for humbug.
Oh.
Like a sort of mint.
Yeah. Not really a dessert, though. It's more of a sweet. Yeah.
Well, a donut isn't really a dessert, is it?
Hey. Donuts. Breakfast
dude. Confectionery.
Yeah.
Okay. And then John Maul... Good grief. 1,441, I think. Or possibly John Marr, 111,441.
So that's a lot of them,
isn't there? He says desserts beginning with H, Hershey bars.
Again, more of a sweet.
Yeah.
I don't think we've cracked this yet.
A Hershey bar is like, what is that like?
It's American chocolate.
It's horrible.
Oh,
as
it's
well.
Just chocolate, isn't it?
It's just chocolate. Yeah. It's their dairy milk. But
should I say the other one that he suggested?
Nice. Oh, go on then.
Hash brownies. That's a type of brownie.
Yes,
for our younger listeners,
a Dutch brownie.
Yes, and and then Orleans. My favourite thing about this though was that I saw these and tweeted on our account saying thanks very much for your contribution. And then Samir, who sent in the first one, said Duncan Bell said thanks to me on Twitter. I'm starstruck. It's always as good as the time Theo Walcott was following my tweets.
Wow.
That is amazing.
All his friends must be, what a name dropper. Theo Walcott and the almost equally famous Duncan Bell in one tweet.
Yeah. Neither of you made it to the World Cup.
No.
Neither of... Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, no, I didn't. No.
Speaking of Twitter, as a result of our little endorsement last week, I got 3 new followers. I now have 6.
So you've doubled your following.
You got 3. I got,
just with one reference.
I got about 20. Every day I was getting emails. So and so is following you.
Well, you're
thanks
all,
very much for everyone who followed me. I'm now,
so
up,
how
to
many
six,
have you got?
I'm now up to 60,
oh,
which
right.
I think is a respectable number.
But you've only had a 50% increase then.
But I've only been on
Chris
Twitter
has seen
like,
a
couple of weeks. So. Yeah, I've seen 100%. And 20-3 is like the equivalent of how many words we say in the podcast.
Each
week. So if I said more words than you, I'd get more followers.
Okay.
Because people would like me
interesting
more.
Yeah,
theory.
It's on a pro-rata basis. Yeah. Right. It does seem logical.
Well, as a result of people actually following me, I've decided I better actually start tweeting. So my tweets have increased.
I posted a lovely picture from the top of my hill at home. So you should go and check it out at Chris Aerosmith on Twitter.
Good. Right. Well, people are hastily logging on to Twitter. Chris, what have you got for your gadget of the week?
Perforated eardrums as a result of that very loud jingle this week, Dan.
Bloody hell.
What I have got, what I haven't got this week for my gadget of the week is yesterday I went to the first UK airing of Microsoft Kinect.
You've actually used it?
I've played it.
Okay.
It's good fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was a Ubisoft summer event special in a big tent in Chelsea where the flower show is. I tell you what, like, Chelsea pensioners have got the best hospital in the world. Like, it's massive, and they've got like tennis courts and everything. It's like the home of the Chelsea pensioners. And yeah. Chelsea Hospital.
How many Chelsea pensioners play tennis?
I don't know, man. They you know, the opportunity.
Very slow
there.
Game.
Anyway, Kinect.
Yes, Kinect. Well, it was kind of surprising that Ubisoft had it, really. I thought there was going to be some grand Microsoft launch in the UK, where they've got an event next week, which it might be. But they had two Ubisoft games. One was Your Shape Fitness, which is kind of like a Wii Fit, but without the balance board.
Right.
So you kind of, you do stretches, and it detects your motion, where you are in
well,
the
this,
camera.
Yeah, this is... Mm. It's, probably better than Wii Fit, because it will see your whole body. Although it can't weigh you, I suppose that's one aspect.
No, it can't weigh you, but if you weigh yourself and put it in first, you can kind of do that stuff. But it was kind of cool, because when you stretch, like, you have to assume the exact position, and it measures your motion, and then gives you kind of pointers to move further in that direction. Then when you've got it, it clicks, and you move on to the next activity. Nice. So we tried some yoga stuff. We tried some kind of, like... box fit type stuff, where you have to...
Boxer-sizing.
Swing your arms across your chest, and...
And it
boxes,
can track. Tracked it well, did it?
Yep, and you can move backwards, forwards, and it's cool to kind of... You can see yourself, obviously, in the screen.
Did it feel odd not having any controller at all?
No, it didn't. It felt
not
like
with the yoga thing.
It felt
that's
like a completely new experience. Yeah. But where it did feel a little bit different was the... what's it called? Motion Sports, which is their Wii Sports type deal. Mm-hmm. And there were two games. American Football, which is... It was a bit kind of basic, but... You're running.
Yeah.
You don't have to run. And the defensemen come towards you one at a time, and you have to avoid their tackles by going to the left and going to the right, and you can palm them off as they come towards you by throwing your arms out.
You have to avoid their tackles and then palm them off.
Yeah, I was raising an eyebrow there as well, actually.
Can't say anything in this podcast like some dreadful double entendre lurking around the corner.
I let it go that you said motion several times. But you don't... So what do you do? Run on the spot?
You don't run. It runs forward.
They just come towards you.
They come towards you. But better than that was the skiing one, which was really cool. So you kind of... When you're taking off, you go forward on your poles.
Okay.
In the motion of a skiing person. When you want to go faster, you...
In the motion of a skiing person.
Can't say I've ever...
What a brilliantly technical description.
Can't say I've ever skied in the way Chris just demonstrated.
And then when you want to go faster, you crouch down. And then when you jump, you...
Stand up.
Okay. And then you kind of swing from left to right to make the gates. And that was a lot of fun. It was very tiring as well.
Okay.
So that was good fun.
You were working up a sweat.
Yes.
So Kinect, good, bad, indifferent?
Well, what we saw yesterday was, I assume, in its most basic form. Okay. But Ubisoft were also talking to us yesterday. I think they announced this at E3, but didn't get that much publicity. It was their Michael Jackson game. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Dunk.
I'm not... It's like an open goal, isn't it?
It is. Gonna, so you can dance like Jacko. You can sing, and it'll convert your voice into good Jacko-ness. And I think you're actually him.
Okay.
Minus the...
Do you have to keep on turning up in court with very expensive lawyers?
Yes, excellent. Okay, Kinect. Have you written this all up for
Tinkerer.com? Yeah, it's on the website. Yeah.
I suppose the obvious question is, how does it compare? Who's best, Move or Kinect? Or Wii, I suppose, come to that.
I think from what I saw, I kind of prefer Move.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I think, I've got to say, you see, software over hardware, once again, Move had a couple of pretty good looking, point and shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
First person shooter
game. SOCOM
4. The fighting thing was pretty good as well. Whereas Kinect, I haven't used the hardware, but the games are a bit like...
Yeah, a bit Wii-like, aren't they?
I could do yoga on my own if I was...
Yeah,
I mean, I can't wait till we've got all three systems in the office and we could do some sort of wave off.
Can you imagine the gyrations? Yeah. Really unfit group of people attempting to do yoga and stuff.
We will see. Now.
Not you, Chris. You're very fit.
Yeah, thanks, Dunk.
So am I. I'm just talking about the other people who work.
Right. If you're flogging anything from dental floss to high-performance sports cars, what could be better than a mark of endorsement from a top A-list celebrity? Well, that's what these guys thought before it all went horribly wrong. T3, as ever, has been doing some digging to find the worst celebrity product endorsements of all time. What's your favourite here, Duncan?
The I don't know how widely known about this is, because it was only written about in a kind of ridiculing sort of way, but Bill Wyman has a line of metal detectors. And not only does he endorse them, but they are actually called the Bill Wyman metal detectors.
Sort of like the George Foreman grill.
There's even less of a link. I mean, George Foreman... Well, he's a big fat guy, yeah. But he was a professional boxer.
He needs a lean, mean grilling machine.
Yeah, I suppose it works in that way. And then he was a very high-level professional sportsman, so he knows the importance of nutrition or whatever. Bill Wyman is mainly famous for... Well, I'm not going to say what he's mainly famous for, but he also used to play the bass in the Rolling Stones.
He did.
So he spent, 30, 40 years... as one of the world's leading bass players and swordsmen.
Mm-hmm.
And now he endorses metal detectors. And the most the thing about it was that we got the press release about these at T3 when they first came out, and they kind of came and went, because if you're not big in the metal detecting community, you're not really going to know about these.
Not really.
But even the press release says, Bill's very enthusiastic about his metal detecting, so as a mark of respect, can we not mention his checkered romantic past, for want of a better expression? So we were all like, we won't mention them at all. We won't mention that.
Well, yes,
that
the Bill Wyman metal detectors. Chris, pull another one of these out for us. What have you got?
I'm going for the Hulk Hogan Thunder Grill, brother.
Nice.
Yeah. Like
the, hang on, but Hulk Hogan surely never put out a grill. George Foreman is the famous grill maker.
George Foreman's the grill man.
The story, the way the Hulk tells it, and Hulk... throughout his career has a history of not telling the truth.
Exaggerating
the truth. He was offered the George Foreman grill first before George.
Okay.
But he chose instead.
Odd that they already called it the George Foreman grill.
No. It was the same stable.
It was just called the grill at this point.
So it was just pure coincidence that George Foreman endorsed a grill named after that. That's incredible.
And Hogan was like, no, I don't want to get involved in the grill. Okay. I'm going to go with the Thunder Blender.
Right.
Which was like nice and, and healthy.
Thunder Blender.
Yeah, the Thunder Blender.
And George went on to make $170 million in endorsements from the...
Good move. How much did Hulk make from the blender?
No pounds or dollars.
Zero.
Yeah, so like kind of years later, Hulk got back in the grill game and was thinking, this is going to be my opportunity. I'm going to stick it to George. We're going to make millions. And... It was up there, but it kind of started setting fire to cooking oil spray and stuff. So there was a mass product recall, and Hulk is still left with nothing and burned hands as well.
Tragic
results. Poor Hulk.
Well, I have to say, I especially like the Tiger Woods and AT&T tie-in.
Yes.
Based on the irony that his downfall was caused by his wife finding incriminating text messages, no doubt on his AT&T phone.
And launching said AT&T phone at his head.
Which she
reportedly
then hurled at him. You can't buy that kind of publicity.
I was going to say, that's, is that unfortunate or is that fantastic brand synergy on Tiger Woods' part?
I can
I don't
see
know.
The next AT&T advert. Yeah. Yep.
You can't accuse Tiger of not making the sponsors happy.
Yeah,
although mysteriously
getting it out there.
Well, apparently AT&T have asked him not to be part of their
strange
AT&T. What's it called?
The tour event.
Yes, they sponsor a national PGA.
It's
tour.
Strange. Which brands have stuck by Tiger and which haven't? Tiger stuck by him.
Nike, haven't they?
Yeah, Nike have, of course. Because
they're his whole brand.
Yeah.
EA Sports have, because that makes them a load of money.
Others have kind of distanced
themselves. To be honest, I still stand by the point of view that basically what is terrible for his wife, I'm sure he's a terrible person, but it doesn't make any difference to me what I think of him as a golfer, which is nothing because I have no interest in golf, but it's who cares what he does with his
AT&T does. Anyway, that is it for this week. You can check out the rest of those on t3.com. Remember, t3.com does have all the latest. Don't forget either to vote in the T3 Awards at awards.t3.com. T3 is on the shelves, the smartphone edition. And you can find us every Friday on iTunes. Yes, Duncan is pointing it out with five luscious ladies on the front cover.
That's the kind of thing you like.
Smartphone sirens. Good
luck to you. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.